Well, good evening. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. Of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being because we have with us on the line now Ann Santoli. We're going to be talking about his publication, The China Monitor, which goes into the background of what's really happening over in communist China. And of course, for those of you who listen to our programs regularly, you know that we're not getting the truth about what's really going on, about just about anything from our media. I was reading the Wall Street Journal here this today, 5 different articles on the SARS epidemic. Well, we better get to our guest because he's only going to be with us for half an hour. So, Al, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dr. Stan.
Thank you so much for being with us, and I want you to sort of bring us up to date on what's happening over there in China at the present time, and of course, what's happening economically, what's happening with the epidemic, what's happening militarily.
I think the key thing right now with China is that they've been playing us, especially on the Korea issue, as patsies, whereas they have been a strategic.
It sounds like your telephone is cutting out. Do you have a regular hardline phone we could get?
Yes, I do.
All right, fine. We could get on that because we're cutting out on the cell phone.
Okay, very good.
Do you want us to call you back on a different number?
I'll tell you what. How is this?
Well, that's a little bit better. Let's go ahead
good,
and see how
good.
She got it.
I went outside so that this reception should be better.
All right, fine. Well, tell us. You say that you think that the communists are playing us for patsies.
Especially on Korea. I mean, they created the Korean nuclear crisis.
All right. In other words, they actually gave Korea the wherewithal to build their missiles, to build
correct.
Their weapons.
And with their concern that we were going to gain too much power through what happened in the Middle East and also with their feeling of insecurity because of their internal system unraveling to a certain degree with the SARS epidemic, the North Korea issue is something to make us look helpless and to make us look foolish.
Well, of course,
they wanted to show the world that although we could bully a country like Iraq in an open desert with an unstable dictatorship, that North Korea could stand up to us. And
well,
at the same time, China is making big trouble for us down in Latin America, especially on the Venezuela-Colombia border.
All right, and of course, there is a relationship between Chavez, the communist president, really is almost like a dictator in Venezuela,
oh, yes.
And the Chinese communists?
Right, remember he went to China when he first became the so-called president there, and just like Fidel Castro, when Fidel Castro came to power, started changing the constitution, declaring a Bolivarian revolution. But in China, he said something very indicative. He made a statement that the entire world media picked up that he has always been a Maoist. And he praised the communist Chinese and then signed military agreements with China. And for the first time in the history of North America, Chinese military advisors were invited to come into a Latin American country, Venezuela, first with the Air Force, trained Venezuelan pilots. And then in April of 2002, when Chavez was almost overthrown by his own people, when the Americans pulled out our special forces that were training Chavez's military, the Chinese moved in 100 of their special forces to speak Spanish to take over that training.
We're going to be right back here in just a moment as we bring in another station. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Al Santoli. And Al, of course, puts out something called the China Monitor. He's on the front lines of what's really going on, not only in China, but China's influence in Central and Latin America. And of course, for our listeners out there, we're really not getting the truth about what's going on. And Al was just commenting about what's happening with Venezuela. And of course, there you have a man who is a Maoist, who's a hardline communist, a close associate of Fidel Castro, a Mr. Chavez. And of course, he, of course, now has Chinese communist troops stationed there training his people. Why did the Americans pull their special forces out when the people in Venezuela were trying to overthrow his dictatorship?
Yes, that's correct, in April of 2002. And then we gave no help when they recouped and tried to throw him out again right before we invaded Iraq, with the idea being that if we were nice to Chavez, then he would keep the oil flowing just in case something happened where we lost Middle Eastern oil. So this Iraq thing was a double whammy. On one hand, the Chinese empowered the North Koreans to create trouble for us. And then on the other hand, we permitted them to maintain their base in Latin America, which is also tied in through the drug cartels and Al-Qaeda bases being set up through Venezuela that are working with the Colombian drug cartels and the Chinese mafia and military that are posted in Venezuela to form a base to destabilize this region.
Now, of course, what you're pointing out then is the Al-Qaeda is working with the Maoists, with the communists in that whole region, involved in the drugs there. We certainly know about that. And yet we're not doing anything about it. We're focusing everybody's attention elsewhere while this tremendous threat to our security is being built up in Central America. And for our new listeners, why, of course, Al was just saying that as far as North Korea is concerned and the nuclear threat there, this is all really coming from Communist China. Communist China helped them, of course, develop their missile technology, helped them develop their nuclear technology, and this whole thing is simply a scam with, of course, North Korea acting as a surrogate for Communist China. Would that be a fair statement?
I think it's fair, and it's also something else that we should point out. When many American companies are souring on doing business with China, because very few of them are making any money, and in fact, many of our big companies that are now going bankrupt have lost a lot of their money in China.
Yeah, but my understanding,
well, in the United States, and you can look at these big telecom companies, for instance, when they start expanding business into international markets, i.e. China, they lost their shirt.
Now, I'm going to have to interrupt you because we're going to have to bring one more station on, and then we won't have any more interruptions, at least for a short period of time, right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Al Santoli. He puts out the China Monitor. And, of course, if you don't get it, you really should. I get it on a regular basis and always enjoy reading Al's point of view. And, of course, he's pointing out that there's a real Chinese communist threat in South America. Have you ever noticed they never mention Chinese communism? It's just Chinese. We're supposed to believe that there is no communist threat anymore. And yet,
well, it's funny because the Chinese, they never try to hide it. I mean, they have a ruling party they're very proud of, which is the Communist Party. They allow no other party. And whenever you look at, like, for instance, Jiang Zemin, who just left as the so-called president of China, unelected president of China, who just gave way to a hand-picked successor, unelected hand-picked successor, Hu Jintao, but yet he still stayed on in real power as the head of the Communist Party Central Military Commission, which controls the guns. So the person who still has the real power in China is Jiang Zemin, but yet our media and people in our government will say, oh, look, there was a transition in power. No, there wasn't. The most important man in China is the man who controls the military, because the only thing that keeps the military and keeps the Communist Party in power is the military. And Jiang Zemin is still the head of the Communist Party Central Committee, Central Military Commission, which in fact means he's commander-in-chief of the armed forces.
Well, now, of course, they really more or less control our Panama Canal today, don't they?
They do it through commercial entities through Hong Kong, like the Li Ka-shing and his Hutchison Whampoa Company, which has a nice Anglo-Saxon-sounding name. This is the same kind of operation they used in California with this Katrina Leung, who was a big fundraiser, quote, businesswoman, telecommunications businesswoman, and fundraiser for the Republican Party, who now is in jail because she had been sleeping with two of the two head counterintelligence FBI agents in California, one of them in Silicon Valley, and the other one down in the high-tech aerospace area of Orange County, and she turned out to be a Communist Party spy for the Communist military.
But if they were
so
actually...
again, this is outrageous.
But the FBI, one of these agents, was actually turning over to her, or bringing to her home, classified information and allowing her to copy it. What sort of madness is that?
Absolutely. And the other thing that I find just outrageous is look who she was raising money for, David Dreyer, Republican from California. What was David Dreyer trying to do yesterday? He was among members of Congress that were trying to raise the ceiling on what would be considered supercomputers so we could export more of our supercomputers that are used for making nuclear weapons and to be able to test nuclear weapons without having to explode a bomb. And guess where those supercomputers go to? They go to China.
Whatever happened to David? I knew David probably 25 years ago when he was a young freshman congressman. He was idealistic. He was conservative. He was pro-American. What happens to somebody when they go back there?
He gets drunk with power. He gets drunk with the infatuation of power. He gets drunk with being treated like he's some kind of a duke or an emperor. And many of these people happen. And I think you've seen it, Dr. Stan.
Well, I sure have seen it with David Dreyer.
For too long. I think term limits would be a good thing for these people.
And, of course, make them go back and get an honest living. Well, is there a real threat to the security of the United States with the situation as it's developing in South America and certainly in Central America?
That's our doorstep.
And, of course,
if you can look at what's happening across the Mexican border, that border is out of control. And what I'm hearing from many people who are either working with or close to our border security, many people coming across that border now are not Mexicans. They're coming from many other countries, many of them from the Middle East.
What about Chinese?
There have always been lots of Chinese coming across that border. And there's lots of Chinese coming. And look at New York City. Chinatown in New York City has grown in the past decade from encompassing probably about 1 square mile to now encompassing probably 3 square miles. And I would bet my bottom dollar that almost all of those people are legal aliens.
Illegal aliens. And
illegal
of course,
aliens.
How many
come by boat, they come by airplane, they come with fake IDs, they come because of the general corruption within much of our own government.
But of course, when they're here, aren't they really still answerable to the communists back there? Because if they don't go along with them, their family will suffer?
Absolutely.
And so we're really bringing a fifth column in. We're doing it intentionally and purposely, and it just doesn't quite make sense unless there is another agenda behind the people in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, and you can look at, and I think this is highly significant, and it hasn't gotten enough press, but you can look at David Dreyer's fundraiser, Katrina Leung. This woman, she originally immigrated to Canada. In Canada, she somehow got involved in telecommunications, and in 1991, became an agent for a Canadian telecom company, I think Nortel, that did a big deal with China. And this was important because it was one of the first big modern communications deals after Tiananmen Square that permitted the Chinese to modernize their military communications. Okay, so she makes some millions of dollars being agent on that deal, and she's able to get herself a green card to the U.S. She comes down, and where does she settle? In one of the most strategically located places in the United States, which is that high-tech aerospace center in Orange County. And she becomes then ingratiated, like Li Ka-shing in the way he got the Panama Canal and the way he was trying to get a hold of Global Crossing, which is one of our most sensitive telecommunications fiber optics companies. Thank God that was stopped because of certain people in Congress and others who worked their tails off to make sure he didn't get it for national security reasons. She ingratiated herself with the FBI, became a, quote, double agent, while mostly communicating and handing over sensitive documents that she got through the FBI to the Chinese communists to enable them to bring more of their spies into the country, most likely, and also to gain sensitive technologies. She was involved in fundraising. Fundraising, of course, where she would be going on delegations to China and influencing prominent members of both state government and Congress, including David Dreyer. And what are these people doing? They keep raising the ceiling and breaking the national security restrictions we have on sensitive technologies that are going to people that would want to destroy us, like communist China.
Well, it's my understanding that they've allowed the Chinese communist corporations to come over and buy up some of our companies that make sensitive military equipment and just pack them up and move them lock, stock, and barrel to communist China. So we have to actually go to them to get the wherewithal to build our defense missiles.
Yes, and it was almost what, it was the same thing with that big cargo plane. It was the same thing with that big airplane factory in Ohio. Even 60 Minutes understood the national security implications of that and ran a major expose on it. But this was a major, sensitive, military aircraft facility with sensitive technologies that the only place in the world that were located was in that facility that we were selling for like about a penny on the dollar to the communist Chinese for them to pack up and take to China, where they don't even have to break them down. They were basically just relocating the entire factory.
Well, now, of course, my understanding is that many of the policies of our government today actually have been encouraging our major industries to pick up and leave America and to move to communist China. Is there any truth to that?
A lot of them are, and they're claiming labor. Labor is the driving factor. But I can tell you, and also the market. Oh, this is going to be a billion people. But the Chinese always outfox them. They always outfox them, and they wind up making restrictions. So that part of the deal is that production facilities have to be set up there that can compete against these companies, these American companies think they're going to make all this money in China. And on top of it, they do things of manipulating the laws so that the foreign products are not as attractive to Chinese, or somehow there's restrictions or making them more expensive, so Chinese will buy local products and not these foreign goods. So it's a losing proposition all the way around.
Well, I understand there was some legislation that just was voted down today that would have allowed these major international corporations to bring some $300 billion back to the United States and not have to pay hardly any taxes on it. Right now, if they bring those money back to the United States, they have to pay a 37% corporate tax. If they keep the money elsewhere and invest it in China or elsewhere, it doesn't cost them any taxes at all. What was that all about?
It's more manipulation.
But of course, what we're doing...
So what they're doing is basically undercutting American workers, undercutting American production, and making it easier to produce things where you pay a worker who will work for basically slave wages with no health benefits, undercutting American workers, those wages to be able to bring things back here and get tax incentives for doing so. So our Congress is giving tax incentives for these companies put Americans out of work.
And which party is that, or is it both parties?
Both parties. The corruption is across the board.
And, of course, this is this whole idea of redistribution of the wealth, your wealth, ladies and gentlemen. It's being shipped out of this country. Our major corporations are being encouraged to work overseas and to take the jobs out of this country. And this is really the frightening thing. And to build up what may, in many respects, be the best enemy that our own money can buy. Would that be a fair statement, Al?
I think it's a very fair statement that a lot of people either don't understand and would be outraged if they fully could grasp it, or feel that it's so unbelievable that it couldn't possibly be true.
But you're on the front lines now. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about the organization you work for, and of course how people can get your information?
Okay, I've created a organization called the Asia Pacific Initiative. That's basically a national security organization. We're doing work overseas on the front lines, all through private donations, people to people, in areas where Al-Qaeda is trying to make inroads in Asia. And we're also publishing the China Reform Monitor, which can be found at A as in Alpha, F as in Foxtrot, P as in Papa, and C as in Charlie, .org. It's free of charge. You can subscribe to it. It's a weekly publication. And it's all about strategic issues related to China.
All right, now we're going to have to take a quick break here. When we get back, of course, we'll let you take some calls. Al's only going to be with us for a short period of time, but he's certainly one of the best informed people in Washington, D.C. on what's really going on in communist China that you're never going to get from the controlled media. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
Because it's a commercial break right now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when we have to, of course, remind you that Radio Liberty has Big Berkey water filters. And the Big Berkey water filter has a traditional water filter. It's a type that the missionaries have used for many years throughout the world. It's a means of filtering a pond or river or a lake water so that it's potable. And, of course, it'll take out the bacteria and many of the undesirable minerals. The Big Berkey will filter 2.5 gallons at a time. And, of course, uses a ceramic filter filled with activated carbon. Ordinarily, these go for about $279. We sell it for $239 plus shipping. And if you buy it through us, you get a pre-4-tape set or video that we produced. And then, of course, these are only available in 48 states. They're not available in either California or in Iowa. However, there is a portable water filter that is available in California. It's called the Berkey Light, and the Berkey Light is made of a polymer so that you can actually see the water levels in the upper and lower chambers. It has a different type of filter that really purifies the water, and it'll to basically take out, for all intents and purposes, all of the bacteria and almost all of the heavy minerals, also the minerals, the arsenic and the lead and things that you don't want in there, MTBE. The Black Berkey filters have one disadvantage, and they have to be changed every 2 to 4 years, whereas the ceramic filters can be repeatedly cleaned. And, of course, you'll learn how to do that. If you get a Berkey water filter, if you'd like to see them, go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. The Berkey Light filter is $199 plus shipping. But if you get it to us, you get a 4-tape set or a video we produce. So, again, remember our number. It's 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-MORE. And then, of course, we carry the Phenopoly. It's a board game that will teach your children and your grandchildren and you how to read phonetically, spell phonetically, pronounce words phonetically. And it's really designed to counter the dumbing down programs we have in our school and replace the look-see, see Jane run method of teaching reading to phonics, which is the way our brains were designed. And you can actually undo the harm that's been done to your children, your grandchildren in 16 hours. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for a Phenopoly set. You won't be sorry you didn't. I've had people 50 and 60 years old get these just so that they could learn what they never learned in the government schools. And then, of course, we carry Miracle 2 soap products, and we can't, of course, make any medical claims for them, but I will tell you that many of the people who use these products claim that they've done miraculous things for them. And there's a soap, and a moisturizing soap, a lotion, a gel, and a neutralizing solution. And if you'd like to know more about them, you can give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We'll send you some information, or better still, we hope that many of you will want to actually get an introductory offer. We've used these for some time. We think they're great products. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for the Miracle 2 soap products. And if I could tell you and share with you some of the stories that we get from our listeners, why you'd find that they were difficult to believe, but so many of the people have had such wonderful results using the Miracle 2 soap product. Some people say it's not soap. Why, it's a miracle. 1-800-5-HIV. Warm. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Al Santoli with the China Monitor, or the China, what is it, Reform Monitor?
China Reform Monitor, yes.
And I can recommend that to you at www.aapc.org. And Al certainly...
AFPC.
AFPC, I'm sorry.
F as in Foxtrot.
AFPC.org. And the information is excellent. And as I said earlier, I think he has more information on what's really going on in China than you'll get elsewhere. What about the impact of the SARS epidemic? Has that had a real impact, or is this simply another game that they've been playing with it?
No, I think economically it's had a real impact. I just got back from Asia. I have a program in the Philippines that is down in the south in the Muslim community where we're working to try to keep the Al-Qaeda out by working with the schools and developing medical systems so that the fake charities that the Saudis send around to take advantage of the poor and the dispossessed aren't able to get in and start recruiting people for Al-Qaeda.
And of course, and what you're basically saying is the Saudis, our good friends, the Saudis, backed by our government, protected by our government, are financing Al-Qaeda?
Yes. And also they act as a front for these fake charities. I saw this in Kosovo, and I've seen it in other places, even in the United States, and in some of these mosques that in schools, the Arabic schools, the Islamic schools that the Saudis are funding here, are basically just hotbeds for these Al-Qaeda people. But the situation with the way that China is working with these people, I think the agreement is that these people won't make trouble for them in the Muslim Western region of China, and in effect then China can work with them to destabilize the United States. A great example of this right now is going on in Burma, where a number of Al-Qaeda people have moved in along with the Wa United Army, which is backed by China and has Chinese officers, that's running amphetamine drugs throughout Southeast Asia as a means by which the Chinese army is paying for itself in that part of the region. And it's also building a strategic foothold from China. Burma is right in the middle between the Indian subcontinent and the East Asia. And it is a vital strategic spot. So what China has done is they've moved in by backing the dictatorship there, the SWARC. The Wa army has moved down from the China border, and they're pushing out all the Christian hill tribes into Thailand as they're taking over that territory and paying for it by running drugs. And now what's happened is the Al-Qaeda has moved in. And they are basically right now preparing eventually to destabilize Thailand, especially in the Muslim South. So here you have direct, and also the Wa are running guns to Al-Qaeda, who are working with separatist groups in Northeast India. So on one hand, China's in partnership with Pakistan and these Al-Qaeda people are destabilizing both India and Thailand. And this is an example of how they're working right now under the table.
And of course, what are we doing to counter it? Are we doing anything other than encouraging our corporations to move overseas and build up the Chinese economy?
That's essentially what we're doing.
All right, fine. Well, we've got Fred calling here from Salinas. Fred, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I have a comment. I wanted to tell your guest that my wife is a secretary of a group called BAM, called Better a Millstone, and their child advocate group, internet group, and I just got done reading a 300-page report from the University of Pennsylvania on the worldwide child exploitation, exploiting children worldwide, and China is right up at the very top.
All right, let's get Al's comment on that. You can stay on until after the break, because I think Al will have to leave us. But, of course, Fred is saying that there's a reports but to point out that the Chinese are exploiting children in the labor force. Is there any truth to that?
There's a lot of truth to that. And also, there's a lot of truth to the horrendous labor conditions, both inside of China's domestic industries, as well as, in some cases, working in things like making Christmas tree ornaments and toys.
Well, of course, you can't buy hardly anything at Walmart that isn't made in China today.
Correct. And the restrictions, or rather the monitoring of labor. I mean, there's a number of groups, like the Lao Dai Foundation of Harry Wu, that monitors, and some of the American labor unions that monitor labor conditions around the world have cited over and over again the horrendous working conditions in a number of these factories that make either clothes, toys, or other things for U.S. consumption.
Well, what can people do? I mean, you tell us all these things. I mean, certainly we see the communist influence in South America, totally played down by the media, their influence in Central America, their influence, of course, as a major force in all of the exporting, really, of course, even becoming major purchases of American bonds, so that in many ways we are dependent upon the Chinese communists. They pull their money out of here tomorrow, our whole system would come toppling
down.
Well,
one thing that people can do is insist that in the retirement plans they're in, that none of that money is invested in China. Because a huge amount of American money is invested through government and private retirement plans. It puts those retirees and potential future retirees at risk, number one.
We're going to have to take a quick break here right now.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and are you going to have to take off? Or would you be able to?
I am. I've got some family matters that I have.
All right, Fran. We'll let you go. Thanks very much for being with us, Al.
Okay, bye-bye. Dr. Stan. Take care.
Okay. Bye bye. Okay. Fine. Well, we're going to Fred. If you want to. Fred, if you want to call back in again, that'll be just fine, and we'll be glad, of course, to have you on. But right now, of course, I want to tell you about some of the items that we carry here at Radio Liberty, which, of course, we hope that you'll want to carry as well. And, of course, one of those is we actually have a number of books, and if I could just mention Dr. Blaylock's excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. It's got a section on, of course, the mercury that's in your fillings. Did you realize, of course, that, of course, it's absorbed into your system and is toxic? And, of course, the American Dental Association is thinking about, very seriously, about recommending taking the mercury out of the fillings, because the people are beginning to learn through the Internet already the disastrous effects and the mercury toxicity on the human brain that comes with mercury fillings, and then the mercury that they've been putting into our vaccines and giving our children sometimes 100 to 200 times the amount of mercury that the Environmental Protection Agency says is proper. And they've been giving it, literally forcing parents to give it to their children to our children and our grandchildren in the nurseries. Oh, you've got to do this. You've got to protect them against hepatitis B. Ladies and gentlemen, hepatitis B is a non-problem in the United States and the general Caucasian population. It's a problem in the Oriental population. It's a problem in drug users, in homosexuals and promiscuous people. It is not a problem for children and should never be given, and yet it's being given. And, of course, it contained toxic doses of mercury, and they knew that. And now they said, well, we're going to take that out. No, but there was nothing wrong with it. We're only going to take it out. Well, we're not going to say why we're going to take it out, but we're going to take it out now so it'll be safe. Well, if it wasn't safe before, why did they give it? If it is safe, then why are they taking it out? And nobody wants to address any of these issues. You need to get Dr. Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And there's so many other books that we have. Certainly the War on Freedom will tell you the truth about what really happened on September 11th. If you haven't seen my video, which of course is the 9-1-1 contrived, it gives you the background of the attack on the World Trade Center. You need to get that. That's 9-1-1 contrived, my video. You need to get David Wagner's The Grand Deception, and you'll see so much about what happened on September 11th that you didn't actually see that day. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Al had to leave early. We were planning on having him for the full hour, so we don't really have anything planned. If so, if you're out there in the listening audience and you'd like to give us a call, my number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And we can probably talk a little bit about some of the things that are happening. Well, very interesting article running in today's paper that the Bayer company, that makes Bayer aspirin, a pharmaceutical company, has been criticized because it sold a hemophiliac factor 8 overseas when they knew it would infect people, hemophiliacs, with the AIDS virus. And this is really one of those unconscionable things that was done during the early part of the AIDS epidemic when it first came to America, where they didn't know it was going to be in the blood supply. But when they found it was in the blood supply, they realized it would be in blood plasma. It would be in factor 8 that would be given to hemophiliacs. Now, the Hemophiliac Foundation knew, of course, that the factor 8 that was being given in America was going to infect many of the hemophiliacs with AIDS, and they were going to die. But if you understand this from a eugenic point of view, I mean, the best thing you could do with people who have incurable genetic defect would simply be to kill them off so they wouldn't reproduce. And you must understand there really are people who feel this way. So the American Red Cross and other organizations, the hemophiliac organizations, encouraged the hemophiliacs, knowing full this was dangerous, to continue taking the factor 8. And then, of course, they were able to develop a factor VIII that used heat to actually kill off the virus, but they still had large supplies, so they sold those to other countries. And they were sold in Canada, they were sold in Singapore, they were sold in all throughout Southeast Asia, knowing full well that it wasn't safe, knowing full well that people were going to contract AIDS and they were going to die. But what an effective means of getting rid of the hemophiliacs. If you understand the population control and eugenics is the major motivation behind so much of what's going on, then it already begins to make sense. Well, now the articles are coming out, and just within the last 24 hours to 48 hours, and they're pointing out that Bayer Corporation and Qatar knowingly gave products that they knew were not safe and would kill many of the recipients, and of course they sold them in other countries. And this is coming out, and of course they're saying what we did was perfectly acceptable. After all, we were providing the same safe product we'd always provided. Well, they knew it wasn't safe. This wasn't the same product they'd always provided, because now we had the AIDS virus. It was in the blood in our society. It was in the plasma. You take 10,000 units of plasma and you pull it, chances are you're going to give somebody AIDS. And they did it, and they did it knowingly. And people, a lot of people think they did it for profit, and maybe that was part of it. But I also believe there's a eugenic agenda, and we've killed off most of our hemophiliacs. If you look at this from a eugenic point of view, a great triumph. If you look at it from a human point of view, it's criminal, and these people should be stand before the bar of international justice. I doubt very much that they'd be tried here. People who did this in Japan and in France were tried. People who did it in America were promoted and given fat bonuses for their successful activities. Let's go to David calling from Gonzales. Hi, David. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. I have a question on the hepatitis B shot. I have a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old son, and they're my 6-year-old's going to the second grade, my 4-year-old's going into kindergarten.
Right.
And they're forcing our kids to get the hepatitis B shot.
Well, I would just tell them that you, for religious readings, you object to it, and you will be glad to give it if they will sign a statement that you will take to them where they take full responsibility for any complications. And if you want to see anybody run the other way, and you have it drawn up, draw it up and make it look very legal, and you just ask them to accept full responsibility. And then you tell if they won't sign it, you won't have it done. Because I will tell you that there is no justification for doing this.
That's what I've been telling my wife, because our first child had it, but our last two boys haven't had the hepatitis B shot, and they thank the ministry for information.
Why do they want to give it to children? You're not going to get this unless you are promiscuous, unless, of course, you are a homosexual, unless you're an IV drug user. It's not seen in the general population. And I will tell you, this is one of the most dangerous vaccines they've ever come up with, because it is a genetic vaccine. They've just taken one of the genes off of the shell of the hepatitis B virus. And we've actually talked to a woman who was one of the experts in this whole field, and she explained to me that this is causes molecular mimicking. This gene is very similar to the molecule in the myelin sheath. And so many of the people then will get an autoimmune disease. In other words, they become sensitive to their own myelin sheath. And this is why so many of the people get progressive degenerative neurological diseases. Other than the live chickenpox vaccine, which is another absurd vaccine, why, there is nothing that has had more disastrous effects than the hepatitis B, and they're concealing that. But you can check with the government's adverse response. There are actually records that are kept, and there's so many, really thousands and thousands and thousands of children and adults both have had adverse reactions to hepatitis B. You really need to get Dr. Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Got a great chapter in there on vaccines. And then, of course, we've got 4 tape sets. You need to get the information out, and you need to get your doctors educated.
Okay. I had another question. Any information do you have on allergy shots?
Well, that's a little out of my field. I don't know that much about allergy shots.
All right, thanks again, Dr. Stan.
You're more than welcome. Thank you. And let's go to Joel, who's calling from Santa Cruz. And again, our telephone number, 464-8295, here in the Monterey Bay Area, and out across America at 1-888- 24 Liberty. And, of course, it's going to be more or less open lines because we lost our guest, but I hope you enjoyed what Al Santoli had to say. Well, Joel, did you have a question or comment? Joel? Oh, well, let's push the button. There we are. Hi, Joel.
Oh, okay, I'm on. Okay. I'm sorry if I'm a little off subject. I just found out that the station I listen to plays the yesterday's show. I listen to the FM.
That gets a little confusing, doesn't it?
Well,
basically, what you're hearing is the program that was broadcast on KFER last night from 8 to 10. And then, of course, we play it the next day during drive time between 4 and 6. And then at the same time, we're doing this program on KKMC. Don't get confused by it. Do you have a question or comment?
No, I'm not confused anymore, I think.
All right.
I have a question. It sort of regards yesterday's show. You're not a big supporter of Bush. I wonder if there is someone who you do support, and I also wonder what your opinion is of Buchanan and his America First Party. Are you familiar with that?
Well, has he started a new one? He had the Reform Party before. He took over the Reform Party.
Right.
And I agree with much of what Pat Buchanan says, but I will tell you that as far as a politician, he surrounded himself with people who torpedoed any effort on his part to win the last election. I mean, he could have certainly had an impact on the election, and we tried to get him on the air, and other people I knew all across America tried to get him on the air to get his message out. And whether he had hired his press secretary or Babe Buchanan, his sister had, I don't know, but they would not allow his message to get out, and he's responsible. The buck stops with him, and the fact that, you know, he had a great message and he didn't articulate it, I could never support him again politically. I like Pat Buchanan. I think that much of what he says is right on, but he certainly, I think, betrayed the people who put their confidence in him in the Reform Party, and they did that because he allowed his press secretary to block him from being put on. But this happens with so many politicians, and I will tell you, I've seen this over and over again, a conscious, organized effort to keep the message from being put forward.
Well, yeah, he does have another party now. It's called America First. I guess you just go on AmericaFirst.org, I believe.
Well, all I can say is I cannot trust him again because he betrayed all of his followers this last time around. And if he's going to do the same thing all over again, once a man betrays me, I'm not going to follow him again.
Well, I didn't understand why he did the Reform Party thing anyway, because there's so many things that seem to contradict him, like their pro-choice stance and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So is there anybody out there who you would get behind?
But none of them are running for president. I mean, I would get behind Ron Paul. I think that he is a man of character and integrity, and he's a constitutionalist. Unfortunately, he's not a charismatic leader. I mean, he's very soft-spoken. He's not the sort of person who, in a free and open debate, would make a great impression on people. But I will tell you that I would follow him because I believe he believes in the Constitution, he believes in the Lord, and he's doing a great job in Washington, D.C., and we need to keep him there. And, of course, we have our friend Bill Federer, who's running for Congress for Dick Gephardt's seat. And I think we need to get him in. I think that these men have the potential to lead our country at some time in the future. But before anything can happen, we have to educate the people. And right now, Bush is riding a wave of popularity because of his successful war with Iraq. The only trouble is people don't understand that Saddam Hussein was a CIA operative. You can go back and read a book called Unholy Babylon, written a decade ago. It talks about how in the 60s Saddam Hussein was a CIA agent. We know we backed him all during the 1980s. We even backed him after he had used poison gas on the Iranians. And there's something wrong with the whole picture, and then we left him in power. If you haven't read the book, See No Evil by Robert Baer, Sr., a CIA operative in Iraq in 1995. He was in Kurdistan. You need to get it and to read that, and you'll get an entirely different picture of everything because you'll know what the Iraqis believe. And as Robert Baer said, literally every Iraqi he met believed the United States was keeping Saddam Hussein in power in 1995. And then he described how there was an effort to overthrow Saddam by the Iraqi military at that time, and once again, the American government betrayed the people who wanted to overthrow Saddam Hussein. But then if we'd done that, we wouldn't have been able to have the war, would we? Okay, anything else you'd like to say?
No, I just a couple of interesting books I think I'll definitely check out. Yeah. I guess this is my biggest worry is somebody like, you know, John Dean or something like that becoming president. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, let's hope not. Bye-bye.
Okay, take care.
And let's go. Who do we have on the line here?
I have Roger.
Oh, Duncan. Roger. A quick question or comment? We got a full board.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, is there any, I missed a few shows, of course, but otherwise, is there any reason other than oversight that you haven't plugged recallgraydavis.com?
No, I think that's a good idea. We need to recall Gray Davis, and if anybody would like to, you know, get a petition and sign it, recallgraydavis.com, get the petitions, fill them out, and get them in. Anything else?
I don't believe in beating up on Pat Buchanan. I think his sins are relatively small. But I just I didn't understand the unnecessary flirting with Filani and the Teamsters, and then characterizing as protectionism rather than tariffs for revenue in contrast to the income tax. I think it's unfortunate now, you know, that he deservedly lost so many votes because of that. But is that nailed down that he is with that American First Party?
I don't know anything at all about it, but I think that's a terrible name for a party. It smacks of the fascist party in the Second World War.
Well, unfortunately, it has a more of a populist slant than a constitutionalist one, and...
Well, maybe we need to get back to understand that the foundation of our freedom is the Constitution. We're going to have to run.
God bless.
Bye-bye. And let's go to... is this Helen in Ohio?
No, it's Ruth in Pennsylvania.
Ruth in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Ruth.
I had two questions. One that was in the news today with Israel, with a 10-year plan, it seems, to join the EU. You read that today?
No, I really can't comment. I hadn't heard about it, haven't even thought about it.
Well, it was on the news, and they were in Europe, and they sent some representatives to Europe and to discuss, in 10 years, entering the EU. And the EU was shocked at first, but then they started considering it. But you'll hear more about it. It was in the newspapers today.
All right, thank you so much. I know.
You don't know anything about that. But I was just thinking, let's just say they're going to do this. I was shocked by that and kind of offended because we have pretty much made them the 51st state here. But it seemed to me that was signaling Israel realizing the downfall of America's economy and wanting to attach itself to the rising star of the EU economy.
That's a very, very interesting observation, and there may be truth to it.
Anyway, the second question had to do with a more general question with things that are going on today. And this is just my perception, and I was wondering if what you had to think about it. I just have this feeling that the U.S. is being more used than being the bad guy as a military machine. And what do you really think is the rift, how great the rift is between the EU and the U.S.? Or do you think that's just another good cop, bad cop scenario going on, and with the U.S. being used as a war machine to really achieve the ends that everybody really wants anyway?
I believe that the power is going to shift from the United States to Europe. I believe that the European currency will become predominant. I believe that there will, down the line, some terrible, terrible things are going to happen to America, not only as a blowback for our effort to dominate the world, but as part of God's judgment. And where we get into trouble is if we forget that God's the part that God plays in everything going on, why I think we really missed the mark. Anything else?
Well, how great do you think the rift is? Or do they want to stabilize the Middle East for their own purposes, too? Do you really think there is that great of a rift between the EU?
Yes, I really think that there is. I think that these people want to run the world. I think we want to run the world. And I really believe that there are going to be some terrible things happening to America.
Okay.
Thanks. God bless. And let's go. Who do we have on the line? Well, we lost that one, and let's go to, is this Helen in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Hi. The gentleman a couple calls ago was asking about allergy shots.
Right.
Those are not the same as vaccines.
No.
A lot of people think that, and all it is an antigen that you're taking to something you're allergic to. For the past year, I've taken, like, grass, pollen.
They desensitize you to various things, whether it be the grass or pollens or peanut butter, whatever it would be.
Right, and those things are not, usually it's the shots are only given for environmental allergies that you can't avoid. If you're allergic to peanut butter, you don't take shots, you just avoid anything with peanuts in it.
Okay.
But those are not dangerous, those are not to be confused with vaccines at all, and those will not hurt you, and the dilutant that's mixed with the antigen is harmless.
Okay, fine. Anything else?
No.
Thank you so much, and let's go to who do we have on the line?
Hi, Dr. Stan.
Hi, Jeannie. How are you?
I'm fine. Just something to think about. While in Central America, I was told by a credible source from Romania that Pat Buchanan is a member of the Order of Malta and not to be trusted, so he might be a control person.
All right, fine. I don't know anything at all about that, but thank you so much, Jeannie. I've heard the same thing, but I really don't know. I agree with much of what Pat says, but I was so disappointed in the way he ran his campaign. It was almost like he was being run to lose. Thanks so much, Jeannie. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is a time when we want to tell you about some of the other items we have, and certainly one of the things I'd like to mention would be Alamax. And Alamax is a garlic product. It's actually allicin. It's the material that helps the active ingredient in garlic. And if you'd like to know more about Alamax, why, you can simply call 866-405-4000. But certainly garlic has been known to actually to thin your blood and to lower your blood pressure and lower your cholesterol. And, of course, allicin is the active ingredient in garlic that does that. And then, of course, Alamax is simply an allicin product. Again, the number 866-405-4000. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there will want to seriously consider setting up an Institute of the Constitution in your community. And if you'd like to, why, call 410-760-6759. That's 410-760-6759. Now, a couple of other items that we carry here at Radio Liberty. Did you, for instance, know that after the Second World War, we brought Heinrich Mueller, the chief of the German Gestapo, to the United States so he could live out comfortably? Why, I thought the Germans were our terrible enemies. Well, we also, of course, helped many of the Nazis escape to South America. And, of course, we brought many of the Nazi scientists here to America through Operation Paperclip. We have one wonderful book by Craig Roberts. It's called The Medusa File, that goes into many of these things, how we actually brought the Nazi scientists to America and helped many of the Nazis escape to South America. Did you ever wonder how they could live down there? Nobody ever tracked them down other than Simon Wiesenthal, who did get Adolf Eichmann, but the rest of them and Martin Bormann, they all lived out their lives comfortably, these wicked, wicked Nazis. Well, the book, The Medusa File, gets into that. And then we carry the book, Gestapo Chief, the story of Heinrich Mueller, the head of the wicked Gestapo, who was hired by the CIA and brought to America. What's wrong with this picture? Well, give us a call if you'd like to get these books. 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And we cover so many of these things in our video. It's called Iraq, The Untold Story. And we simply give the histories of all the wars, including the Second World War, and the fact that we financed Adolf Hitler, we helped Adolf Hitler, we created the best enemy money could buy, just as we're doing the same thing with the Chinese communists today. And, of course, we're encouraging our corporations to move over there. We're doing everything we can to facilitate them keeping their profits as long as they don't come back here and build up their industries in the United States. Give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Ask for Iraq, The Untold Story. Or, of course, we hope that many of you will want to get the syllabus goes with that. Get both of them together at a decreased cost. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and ordinarily we don't take any calls at this time. We've got Fritz calling from Maine. Do you have a quick question? Because we're about out of time.
Yes, I concur with everything you've said in your analysis of the situation in the world. I would just invite everyone in their capacity as concerned citizens to go to the movies this weekend and see the two top box office hits, The X-Men and Matrix, and analyze it as concerned citizens and see what actually is going on in the cultural life of our society.
Well, our cultural life is being destroyed and undermined, and the values that once made America a great nation are certainly under attack today, aren't they, Fred?
They certainly are. When the two lead characters, well, we used to have Robert Young as an actor, and now the two lead characters in those movies are actually reptilian creatures.
All right, fine. Thanks so much, Fritz. Okay. And right now, of course, this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is listener support, and we're really dependent upon those of you who are out there listening and believe that there's a problem to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter. But more than that, you'll be helping us do what we do 5 hours every day. And that is trying to bring the truth to the people across America and let them understand we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a cultural, ideological, political, economic, educational battlefield. And so if you'd like to join our movement, which, you know, we're small, but we do have a voice. You can become part of that voice when you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. If you'd like to get a free copy of our April newsletter, which goes into the genocidal policies, the plans to create new diseases to kill literally hundreds of millions of people. And it's all documented from their material, not mine. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for the April newsletter. And we give you our permission to copy the newsletter. We hope that you'll tell others about our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And you can pull down all of our past newsletters. If you want to know what really happened on September 11th, you want to get the October 2002 newsletter, the testimony of Kristen Breitweiser before the Senate Intelligence Committee on the 18th of September last year, where she pointed out that just 2 hours after the surprise attack that we had no idea was coming and we had no idea was involved and who was going to do it, within 2 hours, according to the New York Times, of the attack, the FBI, FBI agents were at the schools where the hijackers had trained, at the restaurants where they ate and the neighborhoods where they lived. Isn't that amazing? How could they possibly do that within 2 hours if they had no idea who these people were or what was coming down the line? What's wrong with this story? Get Kristen Breitweiser's testimony and read it. It's in my October newsletter up on the web at radioliberty.com. And then, of course, ask yourself, why didn't you read about this in your local paper? Why didn't Barbara Walters or Dan Rather or Tom Brokaw comment on it? Because they all come from the Council on Foreign Relations. And they get six-figure salaries not to reveal but to conceal the truth from the American people. And so our plea to you is become informed and then help us inform others. Because as Thomas Jefferson had said so well, any people that think that they can live both ignorant and free in a state of civilization expect what never has and never can be. So we ask you, of course, to seriously consider joining the Radio Liberty family, our number 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Tell others about our programs. Tell others about our website at radioliberty.com. And then please go to there and you can actually see that many of the products that we have that do help us to keep on the air and pray for America. Pray for our leaders. Pray for our ministers, because they should be leading this spiritual battle. Pray for our boys who are overseas, and pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until Monday, when we'll be back, Dr. Stan, goodbye. May the Lord be with you.